first of all, James, it was very shocking for many legal observers in the courtroom when the jury came back with a guilty verdict. For me, I wasn't all that surprised because a week before the jury came out with the verdict, when I arrived at the courtroom, I saw one of the lawyers for the plaintiff, the former agriculture minister, Dr. Chris Toe, talking with one of the jurors on the panel. As I approached them, I saw Dr. Toe walking toward them. I notified the sheriff of court, who in turn said he was going to look into it. So my lawyers came in the courtroom. I told him, and the judge was notified, and the juror moved from the case. So when they came back with that verdict, I was very, very, not much surprised, but I knew that there was something sinister going on. So we are going to file an appeal for a retrial and take it from there.
Did your lawyers make the jurors to understand that Chris Toe, the former agriculture minister, is a public official and that it's difficult for a public official to prove liable?
Yes, James. Our lawyer was very eloquent in his conclusion. He made reference to the New York Times versus Sullivan case in the U.S., and he argued that since the Supreme Court of Liberia has never heard of any libel case involving a public official in the newspaper, legal practitioners in Liberia are allowed to use American jurisprudence as their reliance in libel suits. So he told the jury that newspapers cannot be held for liable for publishing the conduct of government officials, but the jurors, in the end, went contrary of the understanding of the basic law. And even the judge charged the jury to understand this fact, but they ignore everything, and they came out with a guilty verdict.
So you and your lawyers are claiming that perhaps the jurors may have been tampered with?
Yes, James, we are claiming that, and we have strong evidence, strong reasoning to believe that the discussion that was taking place between Dr. Toe's lawyers and the juror last week has something to do with what happened with the verdict that came down.
You were jailed on the orders of the Liberian Supreme Court, and now you have been found guilty by a jury. What do you make of these developments, particularly pertaining to the legal system and the media?
Well, James, there's a series of changes that are required, especially in African Union countries. If you notice, the Committee to Protect Journalists has just released a report this week stating that the rise in investigative journalism has led to African governments in the region cracking down on journalists, particularly those reporting on the provision of basic services and the use of public money. So Liberia is no exception. And I think the CPJ report also said that authorities are moving aggressively to unmask confidential news sources and criminalize possession of government documents. And this was evident in our case when the plaintiff's lawyers tried to tell me that they were wondering how I got the information that I got, the confidential memorandum that I got that was intended for the president's eyes only, and the confidential GSE auditing report on the plaintiff. But the judge in charging the jury told them that newspapers should not be responsible or should not be. They shouldn't use that against the newspaper because newspapers are required to publish confidential information. They're not bound for not covering that. So all that, the jurors were told all this information, they were charged and told what to do, and yet and still they came back with that verdict against.
Now, you are going to appeal the case. What are your chances that this verdict can be overturned?
Well, if we go by what the judge charged the jury, James, I think we have a pretty good chance that the judge may overturn because his demeanor in court was not one that was happy. He wasn't happy when the jury came down. All through the trial, he kept telling the jury, you know, the world is watching this case, and he kept reminding them how important this case was. It's a landmark case for Liberia. And so I don't think he was happy. In a fair world, James, I'll put my lucky money on the fact that I'm going to appeal the Supreme Court. But judging from my previous running with the Supreme Court judges, I seriously doubt I will find justice on that chamber. It's a sad commentary because after more than a decade of civil war, we still remain entrenched in the dark ages of intimidation, oppression, and muscling of the media. The only difference is the guns and detention and torture and death have been cleverly replaced by the new muscling of a pill called libel. Liberia risks serious repercussions if it doesn't get its act together on this libel issue, because now people are going to be afraid. They're going to make newspapers afraid to publish corruption stories involving corrupt officials, which is not how it's supposed to be.